Businesses are launching their own vaccination campaigns to reach people they say are being overlooked by the government's messaging. At the start of the rollout, the government set out its vaccine publicity plan, radio and TV ads, endorsements from well-known champions and pamphlets with reliable information. But months into the program, the government's being urged to move away from a one-size-fits-all approach and target the groups lagging behind. Here's political reporter Katie Scotcher.
2021 has been dubbed the year of the vaccine. By the end of December, the government wants as many people as possible to have had the jab. But for that to happen, you have to get the word out. And in April, the Director General of Health explained just how exactly that was going to happen.
Booklets out in people's letterboxes. It will include TV ads, radio ads, all the social media channels. It will include videos of champions, of people that New Zealanders will know, to point them towards where they can find good information.
We've seen countless politicians and a few other well-known New Zealanders roll up their sleeves.
Oh, kia ora koutou katoa. I've just had my first vaccination here at Pipitia Marae in Thorndon.
Hey, it's not even sore.
Yeah. How was it?
Thank you so much.
Just fine. Really, really easy.
For me, I'm doing my bit to keep myself safe, but also my teammates safe.
Didn't even feel it. There you go. See?
Okay.
The government paid 11 high-profile New Zealanders to appear in a series of vaccine Q&A videos with medical experts.
Kia ora everyone. Ko John Kirwan aho. My pleasure to have Dr. Nikki Turner here with me today.
Tēnā koe, Helen. Thank you so much for joining me today. I have a specific question about the vaccine, and that is around its development and the speed of the development and whether the speed means that safety was compromised.
And recently, the message has been hammered home at the daily 1pm media briefings.
Today is a great opportunity to get vaccinated. Take your whānau members aged 12 and over with you.
My message to Auckland is get vaccinated.
Vaccinate, vaccinate, vaccinate.
But some groups are still lagging behind, with vaccine rates for Māori, Pacifica and younger people lower than the general eligible population. COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins says officials are only now working on targeted campaigns for those groups.
It is skewed younger now because that's the demographic that we need to reach more heavily into. It is using the media that will reach younger people. It is skewed more towards Māori and Pacific communities, again, because we need to reach deeper into those communities.
National MP and reality TV fan Chris Bishop says the government's missed an opportunity. He's asking why the government hasn't used people like the Bachelorette star Lasina Narkid-Schuster to promote the rollout.
Someone reached out to me and said, why is she not in a vaccination campaign? She's a doctor, she's a well-known, prominent, or reasonably well-known, I suppose. I certainly watched it. A prominent personality in the community. Why is she not out there working with the Pacific community to encourage them to get vaccinated?
Strategic political communications expert Dr. Edward Elder says the government has relied on the 1pm media briefings or a one-size-fits-all approach to get the message out.
It should be shifting much more towards those influencers, those celebrities, especially considering if you look at the research and the evidence around, say, communication with the public, people who either look like the audience you're trying to appeal to and specifically, sound like and talk like those people are a lot more effective at sort of getting a message out than someone who is, just a generic politician.
The rollout has a community push too, with some groups using social media platforms like TikTok to challenge people to get vaccinated. And Vodafone has this week rolled out a campaign with the Warriors, targeting young Māori and Pacifica people in South Auckland, as Nikki Preston explains.
We definitely saw that there was a gap in the market for talking about vaccine in a positive way, using local heroes. The Warriors are local heroes, particularly among South Aucklanders. Having people like Tohu Harris get up and say, get vaccinated to strengthen the team is a great message that we hope spreads on social media, and we're getting really good responses.
So far, about 73% of the eligible population has received at least one dose of the vaccine. There's still a lot of work to do.